Why?
Why? Everyone in this building here today has dealt with this one word question on a multitude of levels. Simple, three letters. Why? Why? What does why mean? Why means for what cause, reason, or purpose? For what cause? For what reason? For what purpose? We all want to know why. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Why? Why was this done to me? Why did they say that? Why did this happen? And a lot of times, getting the understanding of the word why brings peace and clarity to your life. And sometimes, getting the understanding of the word why regarding your what also brings more confusion. Because depending on what it is, intensifies your why. Depending on how it affects you, how it's dealing with you, the agony it's causing in your life. Depending on the what, you really want to know. Why? Depending on what situation life has put you in, or depending on how people are acting and reacting towards you, you really, really want to know why. I hear why all the time at home. I don't know about you and the children, but why? And sometimes I will give the why. But being a parent, I'm not obligated to answer every why. Because sometimes why can be so complicated that in order to explain the why in their what, it'll take forever. Because sometimes people have to grow up in order to know why. People have to mature in order to even understand the why of the woods. My God, my God, my God. And in some cases, the why is obvious. But a lot of times, dealing with why can be so confusing. And especially when you're asking the why to God. There's many people in the Bible who ask why. It's all over the Bible. If you do a search of why in the Bible, it's just about every book in the Bible got a why. Amen. So it's not wrong to ask why. Because when things happen to us, we want to know. When people act a certain way, we want to know. When somebody just come up and punch you, you don't want to know. Why? Am I right about it? When people lie on you, you want to know.
Why?
And you might as well be honest. When you get sick, you want to know.
Why?
When somebody run a red light and hit you and you're quadriplegic, you want to know.
Why?
You want to know why your husband cheated. You want to know why your wife left you. You want to know. Because until you get the answer why, it will irk you, it will frustrate you, it will nag, it will pick at you. The why. Even God says in all you're getting, get understanding. But even Jesus said on the cross, why hast thou but not thy will, let thy will be done. Joseph here has come to a crescendo point in his life. because he had some issues with his brothers. And at the time the issues were going on, he didn't know. He knew what was happening, but he really didn't know why. They put him in a pit. And then he got sold into slavery, and he went through so much in his life, and along the entire stream of his life, I know the why kept coming up. Because if you can answer the why, then you can get some understanding about the what.
All right.
Come on now. See, every night I've been fired from a job. But I knew what. Sometimes you don't know why. You don't know why people treat you like they do. You don't know all of the circumstances. And sometimes you don't know what God is doing. So you start asking, why? Job was justified by asking why. Look, God turned his whole life upside down. Took everything from him because of a conversation that took place out of his presence, out of his earshot. And God took it upon himself not to tell Job why. But Job said, why is all this happening to me? I lost all my children. I lost all my cattle. I lost most of my servants. And now my body is racking in pain. I got these boils. And God, why? I've been good to you. I've been praising you. I've been worshiping you. I mean, if there's something that I did, can you explain it to me, God? Why am I going through this? What did I do? Why are you punishing me? Even to the point, he said, hide me in my grave until thy wrath is over. Why? Is there anybody out in there today dealing with a why? I know there is. You can name one person that really don't have an understanding of why they're going through what they're going through. So Joseph dealt with this through the timeline of his life. And it was almost nerve-wracking and driving him crazy because some bitterness had set in and he had a certain feeling about his brothers because he didn't know why they were doing or they did what they did. Can I tell you in dealing with God that he will put time between your what and your why? Yeah. That's thicker than you think. It's amazing how he will have the what going on, but he will delay the reasons why. He will delay the explanation. He will not tell you the reason why he's putting you through the path he's putting you through in order to get you to your destiny.
All right.
Or destination.
All right.
He won't tell you. He won't tell you why. And I was thinking about this. How could he tell Joseph why he was going through when he first got started? How could he explain this to this young man? The young man was 17 years old when the first what happened.
Come on.
Can you imagine God explaining this in the pit to Joseph? What was about to happen? You are about to be the second in command in all of Egypt. My brothers just threw me in a pit. And I'm 17. Egypt, that's a whole foreign land. That is over. See, sometimes God can't explain things to you right then. It's the same way with your children.
That's right.
There are some times that when they ask why, you say, don't worry about it, just because I said so. Because the explanation is so much bigger than them. The explanation is bigger than this what moment. Just do what I
say.
And you'll find out
why.
By and by.
Yeah.
Because his what? It took him about 30 years to go from his what to the why. And that's a long time. Dealing. A lot can happen in your mind and in your heart and in your actions when you don't know. Can I go beat? Because you can be dealing with why so long. Why did he break me? And if you don't get why answered, it messes with your life in such a way that you're promiscuous. You have a bad sense of belonging. Your mindset is set differently towards other men because you never got a why for your what. And there's people here today don't have a why for their what. For what happened. You don't know why. You don't know why. I was watching a movie the other day. I think it was Mud Deer Goes to Jail. And the young lady, what happened to her?
Yeah.
Or what happened to her while she was in college? And unbeknownst to her, that the friend she went to the party with didn't know what had taken place, hadn't planned it, hadn't set it up. And she figured he should have been there to protect her and to be with her and not allow this to happen. But it happened. And so it affected her whole life. She became a prostitute, giving up her body to any and everybody for the right price. All because of unforgiveness and not knowing why. I just wonder how many people are dealing with the why. Why your sisters treat you like they do. Why? Why your father won't call you. Why you're disconnected to your mother. Why your wife acting like she acting. Kind of raise a hand dealing with the why. Why they doing you like that on your job?
Yeah.
Why did they send you to jail? Why? Can I get real personal? Why do I have this disease?
Yeah.
I done heard the testimony. I've been in church in the womb and out the womb.
Amen.
So, why? Why? I mean, especially when it comes to the saints of God. See, we, for some reason, we think nothing should happen to us. But it rains on the just and the unjust. Amen. Amen. And why? If you don't deal with why it can consume your whole life and it will drive you crazy. It can alter your perspective and the way you treat other people. Why? Joseph lived his life. He didn't know why. But what I love about the scriptures, that when he found or discovered the why, it changed his whole life.
All right.
When he found out, that God was up to something, it changed his whole outlook. It turned his frown upside down. It turned his tears into joy. When he finally realized why he had to go into the pit.
Yeah.
When he finally realized why, Lord have mercy, that Potiphar's wife attacked him in such a way. When he found out why he had to go down into a jail cell. When he found out why, Lord have mercy, that they left him down there for 2 years and forgot about it. Some of y'all are going through some situations that you don't know why, and I'm here to tell you. no more.
Yes.
I done tried to and it's not working. But can I tell you, God don't work on your timing. God is not on your schedule. And you can't tell God what to do, how to do, when to do, and what level to do it in. God do the promoting and he does the demoting. God does the blessing.
Yes, yes.
Every good gift comes from God. But when he done put some distance between your word and your wife, what do you do? But one thing throughout the timeline of Joseph, and I'm about to wind it down. In the timeline of Joseph, everything he went through, if you search the scriptures, it said, and the Lord was with him.
That's right.
Even in the pit, but the Lord, because they wanted to kill him. They could kill you because the Lord was with you. See, if it's some folks trying to take you out, but they couldn't, because the Lord was with you. Instead of killing him, they sold him. And you thought that was bad, but the Lord was with you. And now you have to be a slave in Potiphar's house, but the Lord was with you. And the Lord showed you favor that you went from a slave in the house to running the house. Somebody said, give God some favor.
Yes.
from this. Because I needed you to go through. See, he couldn't go from the pit and still Potiphar. Because the path, I'm losing a lot of people. The path had to go through Potiphar in order to get him to the cross. So he had to go to the pit. He had to go through Potiphar. Because Potiphar was the closest to the prison. Come on.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been Nate's location is, he won't tell us. He won't tell us. He won't tell us. I was like, why? You can tell me.
I thank God for open doors, but I thank God for the doors that I was
Don't disconnect from who He is, the King of Kings. Who are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about the Lord of Lords. Who are you talking about? Can I tell you about it? He is high and lifted up. Who are you talking about? Let me describe him a little bit. He got a rainbow wrapped around his shoulder. Like balls of fire. Teeth like polished pearls. Feet like polished brass. Woo! King of Kings on his right thigh. Lord of Lords on his left thigh. Woo! Who are you talking about? He's the lily of the valley.
Situation.
or you can come by Christian Experience. If you don't even know, you can come. But if you come up here for prayer, stand. If you want to come and join the church, sit. It's simple. Either stand or sit. We got more than one chair, man. I promise you, this ain't how I only receive God's chair. As ministers come, hallelujah. You want prayer, stand. You want to join, sit. Why? Are you struggling with what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, God is up to something. 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 You don't understand your path. God is up to something. God is up to something. He's going to work together for your good. And if he works something together for your good, you're going to be a blessing to some other folks.
Yeah.
Right. Things working together for your good. The Bible says, I think this is in Psalms, he said, I'm going to trade you beauty for ashes.
Yeah.
Wipe away those tears from your eyes.